Today is February 11th, 2020. It's approximately 9:15 a.m. and we're here under TOE hearing number 1200116. The appellant is Caleb Zook. For the record, Mr. Zook is not here and neither is anybody from the Department of Transportation. The parties were given notice of this hearing. The notice was mailed out on January 30th, 2020, and the notice does say that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case or to hear other parties' testimony. This hearing was called for 9 a.m., so we will go forward with the information that we have in the record. This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a neutral decision maker. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. I work for the Auditor's Office, and we are charged with reviewing the decision of other city employees to make sure that those decisions comply with city code. My role is to review the evidence, which today will include the documents that are admitted into the record. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. And the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so we do not use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means slightly over 50%. I'm going to go through the exhibits that we have. We have, excuse me, take a minute here. We have the tow hearing request form, which was submitted by the appellant. That's Exhibit 1. Exhibit 2 is a vehicle recovery letter from the Portland Police Bureau. Exhibit 3 is a tow payment receipt. Exhibit 4 is the auto return report. Exhibit 7 is the notice of today's hearing. Exhibit 8 is the statement of rights and procedures governing this hearing. Those documents that I've just mentioned are all admitted into the record. I'll start with the appellant's submission, and on the notice of hearing under the section, state the reasons you believe the tow is invalid or for any other reason unjustified, the appellant stated as follows. My car was stolen. I made a report on the 26th of December. The case number is 19-440963. My car was found on the 20th, but I did not know until 8:30 p.m., the night of the 21st. By the time I got there, my car was already gone. My car was towed as abandoned. This all happened because my car was stolen. I cannot even drive my car. If my car had not been stolen, it would not have been towed. Because I was a victim of theft, and the vehicle was deemed abandoned, I had to pay the tow company about $340 that I should not have had to pay to get my car off their lot and avoid further unnecessary fees. And that's the end of the appellant's submission. The letter from the Portland Police Bureau, dated 1-2020, addressed to the appellant, states, Dear Mr. Cook, the Portland Police Bureau has recovered your stolen Honda Civic. Your vehicle was recovered at Southeast 51st Avenue and Southeast Bush Street. The recovered vehicle was left on the scene as requested per the sign Portland Police Bureau Stolen Vehicle Election of Tow Options, / Acknowledgement of Risk, comma, release from liability, comma, and hold harmless agreement form. If you have any questions about the release procedure, please contact the Portland Police Bureau Records Division at a certain phone number. And it's signed by the manager of the Portland Police Records Division. We also have the, I think what was called the auto return report, and the details on that are, gives the license plate in the VIN, partial VIN, the vehicle being a 1998 black Honda Civic, the tow date and time, January 21st, 2020 at 12:23 p.m., towed by the Abandoned Auto Program, towed from 3827 Southeast 51st Avenue. The reason was abandon hyphen prohibited vehicle under code 16.20.120H and states who the vehicle was towed by. Those are the pertinent documents. So at this point, I'm going to take this case under advisement, which means not make a decision today, and I will be mailing a decision to the appellant at the address that he provided within about a week to 10 days. At this point, the hearing is closed and we're off the record.